The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
There is a bit of an exodus occurring, at least there seems to be, because there is a social media network by the name of Blue Sky. Blue Sky is gaining something to the order of 2 to 3 million users a week. It's now up to 17 million and growing almost exponentially. It gives regular updates on its growth, and those updates tend to say, we are clinging on by our fingertips to be able to handle the capacity, but we think we're doing all right. Almost hand in hand, there is a dormancy spreading on the much more established and much larger Twitter, now X. And people are saying possibly what we are seeing is a significant transfer from one to the other that may spell the demise of the incumbent. With us is Adrian Wechler, who I believe is now one of the people who is on Blue Sky and well placed to be able to give us an analysis of as what's going on. He's the Irish Independent's tech editor and host of the Big Tech Show podcast. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
How big an exodus is it? How significant is it?
It's significant. It's not that big from X. So if you look at X's figures, they don't actually give an exact breakdown. But we know from tracking services like SimilarWeb and others that X has somewhere in the region of between, say, 350 million and 450 million monthly users. It's somewhere in that ballpark. Now, we know from X's own figures that it lost 1 million European users at least this month. It probably lost more than that from the US. So it might only be a couple of percent, but that's up to a week or two ago. Certainly in the last week to 10 days since Donald Trump was elected, something has happened. I'm not the only one to notice. Anyone listening to this who has an X account may have noticed that their own follower count is going down. I've lost hundreds of followers on X, and I don't think it's because I'm being rude or, it's not up to scratch. At the same time, exactly, my Blue Sky account has gone up by about 700 or 800 followers. So there are three main social media platforms that are a bit like it. One is X, formerly Twitter. The other, by far the second biggest one, is Threads, which is owned by Meta. It's a sister service of Instagram, although it's decoupling from that at the moment. That has about 275 million users. So it's very, very big. It's adding a million users a day. Very, very big. But the third one is called Blue Sky. And Blue Sky is interesting because that is the service that people leaving X are going to. So if you join Threads, you're as likely to have joined it because you saw an ad on Instagram or you're following someone from Instagram. So you may not have been on X. If you join Blue Sky, you're almost certain to have been on X. So there is a direct transfer going from one to the other. It's not an absolute flood yet, but it's undeniable and it's there.
And what are you seeing as the driving catalysts for people's decision to shift?
They're annoyed with what has happened with X and with the owner's political, social and cultural preferences. As everyone knows, Elon Musk, the Tesla boss, SpaceX boss, enormously successful entrepreneur, world's richest man, bought Twitter 2 years ago and essentially loosened the rules, allowed all of the banned accounts, including here in Ireland, back on to X. That drove advertisers away because there was an influx of extreme content, conspiracy theories, hate speech, some of which was spread by Elon Musk himself. He himself has a libertarian ethos when it comes to this. He describes himself as a free speech maximalist, and that includes the rough edges, which includes some extreme content. People, by and large, have put up with it because X is a utility. It's a news utility. In this general election that we're having at the moment, you'll still see a lot of comment and news distributed and opinion distributed through X. But a certain cohort has now decided that it's actually not worth it, that it's too extreme, the benefits outweigh the harm being done. And that cohort now includes The Guardian. The Guardian, the sixth biggest online media source in the world, decided last week to quit X, and it will no longer publish on X in Ireland. Although no major media organization has followed suit, Silicon Republic, which some readers or some listeners might know, one of the longest running tech news sources, it has followed suit. It has decided that it's not going to distribute or publish on X anymore. So that's the reason why.
And one of the things that I think is interesting is that X, Twitter as then was, it may not have the same scale or anywhere near it of the Metas of this world, but it was hugely influential because it tended to be a source of an aggregation of the world's media, and it informed an awful lot of the world's media. What I've been intrigued by, and maybe I'm reading too much into this, you can tell me, Adrian, is the entities that are now appearing on Blue Sky and being inactive. New York Times is in there, FT is in there, AP is in there, Le Monde, Don Lemon, Paul Krugman, our own Donny O'Sullivan. News outlets that you would think, if this gathers a bit of momentum, suddenly it becomes the source, or at least a viable source, for aggregated news from the planet. That's more significant than we saw with Mastodon previously or with Threads, isn't it?
100%. You've hit the nail on the head. So the only reason that people who aren't pushed one way or the other, they're not radicalized, they're not passionate, they're not even maybe political, they just want information and to see what's going on and to know who is saying what. X is still a good source for that because it has a lot of established use. It's basically still a utility for the news industry. The vast majority of news sources either themselves still publish there or have their links shared there by other people. And that's why people go there. If you have an alternative like Blueface was an Irish company, or Threads, and if they are performing the same function, if you can go and get news, if something happens and you know that you will hear about it within minutes on Blue Sky or on Threads, you now don't need to go to X. So if you have been holding your nose or you've been served kind of mad content or sort of extreme content, or you're sick of Elon Musk's own slightly weird tweets being pushed into your feed by X's algorithm, which is something he is long accused of doing, then you now have somewhere to go and you won't miss out on the news. And that's really the key bit. You won't really miss out on the news. So, I mean, the organizations and individuals you mentioned that are on Blue Sky, I think a lot of the Irish news organizations are now on Blue Sky as well. I've certainly seen most of them opening up accounts recently. I've seen an awful lot of the Irish newsmakers or people who would have large accounts on X in Ireland are now opening Blue Sky accounts as well. So in my own case, for example, I will, if I'm posting on social media to distribute news or something I've heard or whatever, I'll do so simultaneously now on X, Threads and Blue Sky. And I'm monitoring the engagement and the replies and how each one is performing. And Blue Sky and Threads are now performing pretty much as well as X, even though I've way fewer followers there.
And it's interesting, you're not alone. I was just looking at some of the other people. Mark Little is there, Connor Pope, Darrow Breen. And Darrow Breen, of course, obviously not a source of news, but a very significant presence on Twitter and was a huge amount of followers, CBS, Bloomberg. It will be interesting to watch. Adrian, thank you so much. That is Adrian Weckler, tech editor with the Irish Independent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.